Up until 2016, Antarctica's Halley Bay was the second largest breeding ground for emperor penguins. And then, in one year, they were gone. Between 15 and 24,000 birds. And they haven't been back since. Researchers with the British Antarctic Survey soon found out why.
The sea ice on which the penguins breed and raise their chicks had blown out. Disappeared far too early in the season.
The ice disappeared due to a strong El Nino that causes unusually warm waters. But what happened to all those penguins?
We've been seeing that the colony at Halley has been getting smaller and smaller, even the adults. But another colony, about 55 kilometers, about 30 miles to the south, has been growing. And about maybe over half of the adults now have upped and left Halley Bay and are starting to breed at this colony 30 miles to the south.
Fred Wells says this is good news because it suggests penguins are adapting to a rapidly changing climate, and they're going to need to keep adapting.
One thing we can say is that we predict that with climate change, El Nino events will get stronger and we will get more storm events.
And it's not just Halley Bay that's melting. This entire part of the continent is at risk.
We're all seeing the Antarctic Peninsula is rapidly warming. So not the whole of Antarctica, but one particular area is rapidly warming. We're seeing ice loss in many areas. We're predicting storm events and El Niños are going to get bigger.
If these warming events keep happening, studies suggest the world population of emperor penguins could decline by as much as 20% this century. Kevin Enix, VOA News.